Is to make me money, right? We're not being hypocrites like athletes that say they do it for you, they do it for their families, X, Y, and Z. They do it for the money because the money allows them to live the life they want to live. However, here, we're not hypocritical. We tell you the truth, right? However, to get to the truth, you need the best information. The people with the best information make the most money, right? And the most important information in betting is 52.5. 52.5 is break even. We're at 70 to 80% collaborating with each other. Now tonight we have just one collaborator, but that's fine because the other ones have given us so much knowledge for so many years that we've been able to monetize it to a great degree, and we're grateful and happy to have been able to do that. Now we have the 20 and 16 coach of the year for college tennis, junior college tennis in Southern California, Brandon Lupien. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Good evening, everyone, and Josh. And yeah, it looks like we got guys under the tent, the NFL tent tonight. So looking forward to it. It's going to fly by, and we're going to knock it out.
Can't hear Coach. Coach, can you hear me?
I could hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. See what happened? Because I was listening to you fine just a second ago.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? No?
I'm going to pull up the spreadsheet. And it's one of those things. I got an intestinal infection last week. But things have been crazy. Well, you know what? Something you learned through COVID-19 is that you always live once. Thank you, Don Benson, for liking our video. We're waiting for you to come on. This would have been a great night as well for you to come on, as it's up to Coach and I, but we're going to make the best of it, and we're going to have fun making you money watching football.
Can you hear me?
So,
no?
Let's review the last couple weeks here. 52.5% is break even. As a consensus,
how about now?
See if we pull up the spreadsheet. Where? ...66% the first week. And then the second week, we were 60%. 63%. As a whole. So last year we were 64.5%, which would have been fourth at the Super Contest in Vegas, right? And that would have won us $140,000. Now, Coach.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. Well, like I was saying, it's we got a couple of guys under the NFL tent on the sideline, and I look forward to this week's short and exaggerated show. and I'm ready to roll to make us and everyone else some money. So sorry for the technical difficulties. I assure you it wasn't operator error, since we were having a conversation prior to.
Right.
And system malfunctions, and they're happening all across the NFL with these exaggerated fans being played over the airwaves in each stadium. And since Las Vegas doesn't have a fan base to record from, I'm going to consider all that crowd noise fake. So let's move forward.
Let's move forward, because we're making money, right? So the bottom line is 52.5% is break even, right? Let's look at Coach. Coach, first week, he went 18 and 14, 56% profit, right? Amazing. Second week, Coach goes 17, 13, 57% profit. But when you look at the numbers for the year, he's at a phenomenal 59%, right? So that's, to be quite honest, 59% for the first 2 weeks of the season in the middle of a pandemic, right? Where things are crazy. We don't know how teams are going to play. They haven't been tackling. It's an amazing percentage. Now, we have the Hawthorne effect. So the Hawthorne effect says that if you can review what you have done wrong, right? Now, us as men, when you review what you've done wrong, it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. You don't want to feel it. It's tough. 95% of people can't do it. 95% of people cannot change. All right. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stand up for this one, because I'm getting excited about this one, because in this episode, I could go ahead and preach a little bit. All right. But the men here, we have the courage to change. All right. We're not cowards. We're manly enough to be able to admit our mistakes and change. But then how do we get rewarded? We get rewarded with money. All right. So 52.5% is break even. Brandon and I have been talking for years. He's at 59%. So that means that Brandon, by going through our process, is going to be at 79-80% by the end of the year. Really, you don't want to be more than 80. And when you look at probability theory, you can never be more than 80% sure of anything. All right? So we're doing phenomenally well. And I'm getting excited, because that's money, man. Money for my brother. So out of the picks you had last week, as we do the Hawthorne effect, what game did you got wrong that you should have gotten right?
You know, I'm going to go over two. One, I definitely should have got right. Game two, I just want to go over, because it's kind of, you want to expect the unexpected. So my game was actually, I picked the Vikings +3 over Indy. And Indy's performance against Jacksonville led me to that decision week one. And as you can see, Indianapolis and Phillip Rivers, who I really like as a player, maybe not like others, but I love him as a competitor. Sometimes he's a little snotty and all, but you know what? Came out and they performed, even with a depleted running game. The replacement for Mac played very well. I actually picked the Vikings +3 at home, and we all saw that scenario. I just kind of lost faith in the competitor of Phillip, and I didn't take my processes into consideration, like no preseason games and no crowds and blah, 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 when picking against the Colts this week. So that's game one. Game two, not necessarily one that I'm going to apply to the Hawthorne effect, but one that while I was watching, I was really thinking about, you really have to you got to expect the unexpected. And I'm talking about the Chargers-Chiefs game, where up until that day, Tyrod Taylor, that morning, Tyrod Taylor had a chest injury, I guess. And the rookie quarterback from Oregon, everyone's calling him Herbert, and I'm going to call him A-Bear. However he wants to pronounce, I don't, it doesn't matter, but he played quite well, and he put the Chargers in a scenario to win that game. Unfortunately, they did a Spanos and lost it in overtime, like most Charger fans are used to, and lost it in OT. Now, with the Chiefs minus -9, looking at that line, we obviously it wasn't the case. The Chargers covered, and I actually did pick the over. So those two games, I'm going to learn from and move forward from here on out.
Exactly. And it's not just doing it. It's to make money. We turn it into money, actionable steps to make money. Now, with me, I was living in the past, right? If you live in the past, you die in the past. And every year, any NFL season, you got to look at it differently. So there were two games where two defensive coaches were playing against each other. Those are automatic unders.
Right.
Right?
Right. Because you mentioned that last week.
And because they're not tackling, right? You had Buffalo, right? McDermott.
Yeah.
Miami. You got Flores, right? Mm-hmm. That game goes over. I should have picked that, right? I should have had that, right? My mom used to tell me a sin is knowing something is wrong and repeatedly doing it. So I repeatedly did that mistake, right? The other one was we had Max Brown, who's best friends with Sam Darnold. And I overestimated what the Jets were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I overestimated what the Jets were going to do. I should have done more research. Rule number two of betting is do your research. We got a top 10 rules of betting. We did a really good story on that. And, you know, the Jets got rid of their best offensive lineman for draft picks. They didn't even get – usually you'll get like a journeyman or at least a special teams player. They got nothing. They got draft picks in return. So that means that roster drastically went down. So what are they doing, man? Are they just tanking for this –
Tanking for Trevor?
Yeah, or not necessarily for Trevor because they got two draft picks. And they've been compiling draft picks just to – so all those draft picks have a more value the more games they lose.
I think they've lost faith in Darnold. I know that's your boy because of your bromance with Max Brown.
Oh, we love Max Brown. He keeps coming back. He came on the podcast, right? You guys that usually come on to come on, and a guy his stature came on and gave us his time.
I love the man. You absolutely went with that pick because of that. You know,
I think it influenced me, right?
It did. So we're not gonna. You're learning from that move, right? Is what it comes down to.
And I told him that, right? Because he's like, "Well, failure for lack of a better word." And I said, "Max, don't use the word failure. Failure is when you do not learn from your mistake." Right.
Right.
That's what my mom said. Sin is repeatedly doing it and not learning from it. Right. So. I know that, you know what, I needed to notice in myself, right, the overestimation of Darn. Oh, he's going to come back next week. Who cares if he's coming back? If he has no line to protect him, there's nothing he can do.
Right. It's out of his control.
All right. And you think it'll return to the mean or whatever. Maybe they don't want that mean. Maybe they got a bunch of draft picks and they want to lose. So I'll ride that.
He could be next to be traded for more picks.
Exactly.
Tanking for Trevor. Exactly. 2020.
Exactly. And then another one that I knew was Belichick and Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That game was going over. Who cares if there are two Hall of Fame
defensive guys, right?
Guys, they won Super Bowls just on defense. It doesn't matter, man. That was 2019. That was 2013. This is 2020 pandemic year. That's what's going on now.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, you know what? And yeah, that's another one I could have spoke on, but you're right.
You know? So you got to cash yourself. And by doing this process, it's made me a lot of money. You make more money doing this than anything else. Even in business, as a leader, as a coach. In the NFL, they call it self-scouting. They call that in college. If you can get it, Nick Saban will pay you $50,000 to scout Alabama and tell him everything that's wrong with Alabama. He'll pay you $50,000 for it. And Nick Saban is not going to pay you $50,000 for nothing. Right? But us, we give it for you for free, man, for the people and for ourselves, because it makes us feel good to have an abundance mentality versus scarcity mentality. Just being selfish for ourselves and thinking about ourselves. So now we go to week three with what we learned from the first 2 weeks, which we're doing a lot better. That means we've been learning from last year. Because usually, even myself, I'm usually in the mid-50s. And right now, with all those mistakes, I'm at 61%. I'm proud of my MBA. I'm 71% MBA. And MBA has been like an ATM machine, right? The gas card for Anna. Been like an ATM. So we feel blessed in a pandemic year with a recession going on, with social unrest. I'm laughing because we've been able to have so much fun watching the games. Because on top of the money is the fun watching the games. All right, so we'll go to Jacksonville, Florida, Thursday night, Miami. We got Jacksonville minus 3, over under 48.
You got something to say about it?
Now you've known me now 4 years, man. When don't I have something to say?
I'm waiting on you.
So here we go, man. It's going to be Jacksonville.
Okay.
Winning the game.
Uh-huh.
But they're not going to cover. I'm going to change mine. I'm going to say 4 points. They're not going to cover the 4 points.
It was at 3, right, on my bookie. Are you going over or under? You going over or under that 48?
Because it's 48. Yeah. I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Right? And the reason I'm going under, even though it's Doug Marrone, right? Run, Doug Marrone, coughing guy against Flores, Belichick guy. It's only their bodies aren't having recovered yet from before. It's going to be a very sluggish game. And they're going to try to out-tough each other. So that score is going to be low. Right.
So are you going with Miami plus 4? Or are Miami you going with Jacksonville four, minus 3?
48. The average of an NFL game is 45.
So here's my take. And I'm really – and I look back at last week's games. Jacksonville really put the Titans in a tough situation. And if you look at both teams there – you've still got two defensive coaches, one that actually likes to control the clock. And right. You look at the numbers that they put up against each other. It was 63, I believe.
Right.
And then you look at what Miami did, right? And then we're all saying they're going to get squashed. They're going to get squashed. Not necessarily win, but get squashed. You get a couple of touchdowns from Fitzpatrick, and you're like, wow. Sweating bullets. So I'm looking at this as this game like both their games last week. I have them going over 48 for some reason. Gardner Minshew is slinging the rock like no other. He did it week one against Indy. He did it last week against the Titans. Myself, I have Jacksonville covering, winning and covering the minus -3, and I went over 48. I'm not – I mean, I know how you are with points with those specific numbers. What are they, 3, 7, right? Help me out here.
Yeah. 3, 7, 10.
Yeah.
14.
Uh-huh.
21, 17, 24, 27, 28.
Might be that opportunity to buy that half point to get Jacksonville to cover that 3.5. You went up to 4. What's our pick?
Yeah, I went +4 Miami.
+4 Miami.
Because they have the better talent. I always feel that when I'm betting a game, I like betting the team with a bit more talent.
Yeah, you know what? But we've all said that against Jacksonville, right, this season. And they've really surprised us. And then we've all said it against Miami, how we've covered the last 8 weeks of last season, 9 weeks of last season, picking Miami because of Raider Jim's suggestion. All of a sudden they're covering at that point. But they're not at that point right now coming into week 3. Could it click? Yeah, it absolutely can. And we could probably get what we've expected from both teams at week 3. But
this is what I look at it, right? Doug Marrone works his teams hard. They got a depleted roster. And they're playing on 3 days rest. So
the
under is, you know, protecting that defense.
Is this a Thursday game? This is a Thursday game? Oh, I see.
So you got to take that into consideration. Fatigue. They know they're going to be fatigued. So he's going to protect that defense.
Yeah.
He's not going to try to score quickly and get him back on the field like that. He doesn't think that way anyway. So that's your under. And then Miami with more talent and with a really good coach like Flores, hungry for a win, 0-2. I'm not. Those are going to be some ferocious Lions. There's going to be some mean, nasty Miami Dolphins on that field Thursday night.
We need to come up to a consensus.
We'll go with what you want, right? So your consensus is?
Who has the higher win percentage, you or me?
Come on, man. You know, though.
Okay. you went over it. So let's go with Miami +4.
All right, let's go. Miami +4 and under 48.
I'll work with that.
All right. So that'll be our consensus pick. And really, for the last 12 years, I've been close to 70% on the NFL, 71% NBA. Even baseball, when I've dabbed in baseball, I've been around 60-65%. So I'm profit, right? So if you're going to bet against me, you're going to lose most of the time. It's the bottom line. And I've been very blessed, lucky, right? I've been able to do that in the greatest country in the world. I've had great parents. Been able to facilitate that for me. But what we do is we teach business and financial concepts in order for you to make money. So when we talk about the coaches, it's fundamental analysis, right? You use to invest in stocks, you use fundamental analysis, you use technical analysis, right? And you use other factors. So fundamental analysis is understanding the corporate governance. So when we talk about the coaches, that's the corporate governance of the team. So we're using business and financial concepts to bet on the games. We use arbitrage. We use probability theory. We use pattern recognition. We use decision science. We define them in all the podcasts, individual financial podcasts that are labeled that you can listen to and learn how to bet the games like we do it. So I'm not just saying it to say it. I have advanced degrees, securities licenses, right? But also common sense. So we use all that. And this is a coach of the year. So we use his knowledge of putting teams together, of being able to recruit and measure athletes to come up with a percentage that's out of this world that you cannot get anywhere else. All right. So you got the New England Patriots against the Las Vegas Raiders in New England. And you got Gruden getting 7 points and the over under is 48.
So watching that debacle of a Saints game this weekend, or Monday night, one thing stands out. The commentator, I'm not sure which one it was, says, oh, you better believe Belichick's going to have a game plan for covering the tight end Waller. And sure enough, I believe that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm actually in New England. Yeah, no crowds, whatever. Let me pick on Josh a little bit and say not in Las Vegas. So as much as the referees are going to give the call to the team with the new stadium, they're not at their home stadium like they were Monday where they got every call. I'm going to go actually with New England minus six because I've been really impressed with what they've been able to do, and they actually put themselves in a winnable situation against Seattle at Seattle. And I truthfully think Seattle's a top three NFL team this season. So I'm really impressed with what the Patriots are doing. I got them minus six and over 47.5 after what the Raiders could do offensively and what the Patriots have done offensively. I'm going to go with the over, and I have a feeling the trend as we go by week to week, we're going to see a lot more overs coming about.
I'm going to 100% agree with you.
Cool.
You bet that number down to six, right?
Because I got it at six. I got it at six right before we came on.
Okay. So that's a perfect number. Over 48.
47.5. That half is.
Why not?
Right.
I'm gonna. Salesmen think short term. Business men and women think long term. Long term thinking is higher level thinking, right? So take the money that Coach Lupien made me when I listened to him on the radio and said, "Man, this man's making sense." Let me not do extra research on the Saints. Let me just take what he said, and then boom, I made money. And here we are, 4 years later, he's making money tonight. So that's compound interest, bro.
And since those 4 years, each season they've finished 13-3. They haven't gone 2-0 since 2013. Monday's loss, I'm not worried about it. It reminds me of last season's loss to the LA Rams that early in the season. And then we get some mojo. We get that voodoo going. And then we start moving and shaking and dominating. So
you want to go to that game? And then we'll go back to the list we got. You got Green Bay going to New Orleans, 2-0. It's a 1-1 Saints. Saints are minus three. Over-under is 52.
So, yeah, thanks for bringing that game up, actually, because this is my team, the Saints. I won't be playing this game, betting on this game, because it's part of our rule and foundation. But if I look at it, I'm really concerned because I didn't think the Packers were going to do what they did against the Viking week one in Minnesota. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing with a chip on his shoulder. Coming into the dome against an empty dome against the Saints where – yeah, you know what? I harped on the referees about the penalty situation, but let's look back until last year. The Saints have been one of the league leaders in penalties, especially that offensive line, the DBs, whether there's a mismatch or not, always get that call going against them. And I don't want to say always rightfully so, because it's not always rightfully so. Versus the calls we haven't got for our squad throughout the past couple of years. But you know what? Like, I really like Aaron Rodgers in a dome. I really like Aaron Rodgers a whole lot more in an empty dome.
Right.
I'm going with the Packers plus three and over 52.5 because both teams still necessarily can score. So.
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement. I'll go plus four. Over 52, and salesmen think short-term. Men in business owners think long term. Sean Payton's a man who's won a Super Bowl. Any coach that wins a Super Bowl is a long term thinker, right? And he's a Parcells guy. Parcells guys get brutalized by Parcells. They get treated very badly by Parcells, but they get rewarded with a tremendous amount of discipline and knowledge to make millions upon millions in the coaching career. Ask Anthony Lynn, who's part of that successful Parcells brutalized tree, right? Same thing with Nick Saban, right? Nobody wants to work with Nick Saban because he brutalizes him. But after you get past that brutalization, you get tremendous lessons, right? We learned from John Bronson, Penn State. He was brutalized by Toner Penn State people, but later in life, he loves it. He's like that. So to me, I've made a lot of money betting against Sean Payton in the first 4 or 5 weeks and then betting for him the rest of the way. Because really, coming down the stretch, he figures everything out and they get on a roll and you start cashing their tickets like an ATM machine.
All right, where are we at?
You got the Rams at Buffalo. Buffalo favors 2.5.
Yeah.
Over under 48.
So we're dealing with a West Coast team going out east.
Yeah, they got a new stadium too, $5 billion stadium. And you saw those calls last week. Yeah. Those calls were stadium calls. I call them against New Orleans. Yeah. They're pretty obvious. So that's why I'm taking the Rams plus 4 against Buffalo. Buffalo, in a way, is a small market team. So they're not going to have all the players. And Buffalo might win with a field goal late at the in the game. But they will not cover the 4 points. And I think it's going to go under 48.
Agreed. They're
going to try to protect their defense with the air raid. People don't understand that the air raid is a ball control offense. You can run clock. You can control the game. And really, I like betting sometimes the unders on an air raid game when it's a guy like Sean McVay. They're on the road against Buffalo. The weather's not going to be a factor. It's too early in the year. However, McDermott plays zone, right? So zone means 5-yard dump. Clock keeps running. And Goff is going to play fast because he wants to keep his defense fresh since they're 3,000 miles from home.
So I agreed with you.
All right. Here we go. LA Rams plus 4, under 40. Eat. Why is that valuable? Because we make money between 52.5% and 70 to 80% where we're at. Now you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got Houston at Pittsburgh, and Houston hasn't been covering crap, and the over under is 45.
So let's make this one quick because I'm going Steelers minus 4, under 45.
I'm buying the point, make it minus 3.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the key number,
mm-hmm.
45.
All right.
And you got the New York Ants. I've been covering crap.
Yeah.
At San Francisco.
Is it at San Francisco?
Oh, let me make sure of that.
I think it's in New York.
It's in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
The San Francisco, they probably stayed in New York after and they weren't they at the Jets last week?
Yeah, might as well though, you know. Yeah. Might as well. Sorry, family, you don't see me for 2 weeks, but I'll be back week 3.
Hey man, the man's making millions of dollars.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So even with Nick Bosa out, the Giants don't have Saquon Barkley.
Right.
I see Niners minus 4.5. I still have faith in their offense to put up numbers. 41.5 seems really low to me as far as a total. As much as I want to go with the under, 41.5 just seems too low for me to go with it. I don't know, but I'm going with Niners minus 4.5. We'll stick with your under or your under over call.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it under because they're so depleted. The offensive coordinator is Garrett. So they're going to try to win like a 10-7 game or something like that. try to keep it because the Giants are very depleted as well. And they don't have any incentive really to win or to get anybody hurt. So I don't know if there's going to be much of anything going on. So I could see the San Francisco winning this game 17-7.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. So let's go with your San Francisco 49ers. -4. Under 42. That's why you look at the corporate governance, right? What is Garrett going to do? We've been watching Garrett basically our whole lives.
You know,
Dallas forever.
Yeah, he's been in Dallas forever as a quarterback, as a coach, as a head coach. I'm sick of him, actually. But we got to see him run the table, run his time out of there, and just doesn't bode well looking forward for him, for me, in my mind. But where are we at here?
So you got to go with Grable. Tennessee,
yes,
at Minnesota.
Tennessee at Minnesota. So, you know, after the self-destruction that the Packers put on the Vikings and then what the Colts put on the Vikings, at this point, they're a sour taste in my mouth. The Titans, yeah, they squeaked one out at Denver. They held on against Jacksonville last week. Just doesn't say enough about Minnesota for me not to go Titans -3. But both teams have put up numbers, and 49, over 49 is where I'm looking at it. Looking at the 60-some-odd points that Titans and Jacksonville put up, it's apparent defense isn't winning anyone championships week 1, 2, or 3. So let's put up numbers. Titans -3 over 49.
Titans -3 over 49 for coach. I'm going to do that. I'm changing, right?
You are?
I would go under.
Okay.
But, you know, Minnesota's going to have to figure out how to score with whatever happened last week. You got Tannehill, and usually it takes longer for defenses to break down. I think they're already breaking down because you got to put in depleted numbers for people who opted out. And if I feel weird, these guys feel weird, right? So it's not the same. So you can only get these people up. Steve Spurrier said you can only get a football team up ferocious and just out of their mind 3 games of the season. And this isn't it.
This isn't it at all. Out of division, out of conference, this just isn't it.
All right, so I am 100% agreement. Let's go Tennessee -3 over. I'm going to buy it down that 49. So you keep buying off these key numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there making a lot of numbers because they're there for a purpose. You're not only competing – get the pick right, you're competing against the casino to get them the best of the numbers, right? So know those key numbers. Look at the top 10 rule of betting. You can see the key numbers there. And go to our Twitter and contact us at 858-865-6301. Let me know what's going on. And anybody on Periscope got any questions, leave the questions there. After the podcast, tomorrow morning, I'll go on there and I'll make sure to answer them. Or you can go on all the podcast platforms, give us a review, send us a message. And I'm accessible, coach is accessible, and we will answer your questions. Now, I'm 26-0, and I'm going to make this pick for you, coach.
Yeah, please. I'm going to go with it.
I'm 26-0. So I'll say this right now. I'm not going to go full Republican on you, but I am going to say that you are an idiot, you're stupid, and you're ill-informed if you bet a team that uses analytics against the spread. I went 60-0 the Terrell Pryor days when they used a lot of analytics. when I found out that Matt Patricia was using analytics, I went against it. Now, this is how stupid. He's not stupid. He's still an informer, maybe. He's making $4 million a year, and he's like, I got mine. F the world. F this, right?
Oh, he's going full Pac on us.
Yeah, because he said something very, very stupid. What he did say was very stupid, moronic, ill-informed, and he should be fired just for this, for social justice, financial illiteracy, because he used the definition of analytics wrong, right? Analytics is used to, as a tool, right, to help you make decisions. Some people in some industries let analytics make decisions for them, right? So Matt Patricia in an interview said, because he went to for a ridiculous for two, he says, analytics made the decision for us. Stupidity. You don't let numbers make a decision for you. You use it, then you analyze, since you're making $4 million a year, and then you make a decision. He skipped that spot. He just let the numbers do it for him. Right. So that shows you how stupid he is, okay? Now, analytics does not work in football, but I have inside knowledge, right? I have a client. It's illegal for me to say people's names, but the client is a PhD from MIT. So when Cleveland went full on analytics, she works for a Major League Baseball team. She said, I don't take clients from football because variables and covariables, right, ensures a result. So the more variables you have, covariables you have, right, muddles up the results. That's why analytics, that's why when he says, oh, we meant the numbers do it for us, that was complete, I don't even want to say the word, but complete ignorance, right? Somebody making $4 million a year, right? And a perfect example was the punt in the playoffs by Houston, right? Where the guy was told something in training camp, if you see this formation, just take off. It was 4th and 20. There was no way he was making that 4th, right? So that's a variable you cannot account for. But Patricia was saying, let me just let the number make the decision, right? So, hey, 26-0, Cleveland's going full-on analytics. I am 4-0 in Cleveland games and 2-0 against the spread against analytics. Cleveland, they're playing Washington. Jack Del Rio coming off a loss. Over-under is 45.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotta these numbers are to think these guys are going to score any points. They might.
But, okay.
So in a situation like that, what you do is you bet more on the side than the total, right? Especially someone like me who struggled with the over-unders, but I'm still making money. I'm still making profit. And I'm having fun, right? Because sports betting is the only gambling activity we have fun with your friends. I was ridiculously sick, and I passed out. In the text I saw before I passed out, was my good buddy from Arizona saying, wow, Dallas is going blown out. People are going to get fired. And then when I finally woke up, the text I saw was, oh my God, Dallas came back. Right? And that's the only, you only have that fun betting. All right, so let's go Chicago at Atlanta. Atlanta's going to blow them out. It's going to be over 48 minus three.
That's what you're saying, because I actually picked Atlanta minus three over 47 and a half. Yeah. I think the Bears are garbage. Go with it. And you know me as a Saints fan, I don't got nothing positive to say a Falcons fan team, but I'm definitely going with their over and covering.
Bam. That's what it is, right?
That's what it is. Next.
Years listening to each other, we're on the same page. Carolina – analytics, going against the Chargers. I love the way that kid looked. I would say over to learn my lessons. We're going against the analytics team, right? Even if it's wrong, we got so much on the upside. It's ridiculous. Dude, let's go with your L.A. Chargers.
Not my L.A. Chargers. You're more L.A. than I am.
The listeners are L.A. Chargers.
You go to the spring training camp. Just not
I
this
go to the Rams training camp, and I go to the Chargers training camp every single year, except for this year. And before that, I went to the Tampa Bay training camp for 10 years. Before that, I did what Andrew Cuomo said, and I went to upstate New York, and I saw the New York Jets training camp for 2 years. And then I saw the Evil Empire's training camp for 2 years while I was there. However, the coach that wasn't, now I'm aging myself, but the coach that was in New England when I lived up there was Bill Parcells. And I used to laugh that with so many colleges, 144 colleges, you had so many girls, you had so many intellectuals. In the front page of the Boston Globe, you would have Bill Parcells instead of some scientist or something like that. So you have the New York Jets at Indianapolis against Philip Rivers. So let's go Indianapolis minus 10, and we'll go over the total of 43.
So I was really impressed with finally what the Indianapolis Colts did against the Vikings last week. That's what I expected them to do against Jacksonville. But obviously, Jacksonville has proven all the doubters wrong at the moment. I don't know what to expect right now from these Colts. What was our numbers we're working with again one more time?
Minus 10, right? Over 43.
This is against your Jets?
This is against my guy now.
Your guy now.
Sam Darnold. Well, you know how they play that game, degrees of separation?
Yeah.
You and I, we're 1 degree of separation from Sam Darnold. And Max Brown, what I love about Max Brown, what a nice guy, right? Down-to-earth guy. Said he's going to be a friend of the podcast.
Over 43? Over 43?
Yeah, over 43 because there's no tackling going on. These are two depleted teams now.
Yeah.
You got two offensive coaches, right? You got Frank Wright.
Right.
You got Adam Gase. That's a high number for Indianapolis. So even though the Jets are depleted, how much more talent does Indianapolis have than the Jets?
Are they minus 10 better than the Jets? That double digit in the conference? Forget the – in the division. Double digit in the conference. Do you have that rule?
No, you can convince me with the Jets, right?
I'm not a Jets believer. I think they're squatting right now.
A late touchdown, like you're saying, they're not that much better.
Yeah,
go plus 11 Jets in the over.
Yeah, let's go with that. That's not a bad call, actually. Yeah. But getting that extra point, I could go with that.
Right, because we're getting that extra point.
Yeah. You see, and me. Listeners, I'm not so inclined to get points unless there's really a consensus pick with it. I don't value buying points like these guys, a couple of my partners do, because I honestly, I get it, but I don't get it. You know, so that's where I'm at with it. So I'm gonna go with that. Let's go Jets plus 11. Over 43.
Jets plus 11. Over 43. I love it. Maybe he listened to the podcast. We talk about mental strength and resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You always come back because it says in the Bible, right? Cursed is the man who depends on another man. You got to depend on yourself. You got to come through. And maybe Sam Darnold's going to get that inspiration. And he's going to come up with a heroic performance against a team who's really not that good, right? Right. Hey. That's what he did against Oregon State and Arizona, right? Right. That's how he made his name.
Right.
So another team that I got to watch my emotions with is the Air Raid, right? Because our guy, Ben Raslaff, his coach was coached by Kingsbury, right? The Arizona Cardinals, and you got DeAndre Hopkins. And you got Vance Joseph, who took a no-talent Miami Dolphins defense, and Adam Gase, to the playoffs. And now he's dialed up two wins against our guy, Matt Patricia. All right, so this is going to be automatic. We got all these, hey, we got a lot. We're making so much money off analytics. Knowing what analytics is. Hey, but I'm in finance, right? By the grace of God, I managed $58 million. I know how to use analytics. And David Tepper with Carolina uses analytics to get $3 billion. He used two of it to buy Carolina. One he left in the bank. He's using analytics because all he did was go 59%, make, you know, $30 billion, right? 20% off that. He was chilling. But here we have a higher percentage, and I have to have a higher percentage. My percentage needs to be 100%, or my clients are mad. So we look at the world a little bit different, see, than Tepper, and it does not work in football. So we're going to go minus six. Hey, 26-0. My wife has bought $32,000 worth of gas. And then we're blessed. Now she's working from home. She's like, hey, I'm just asking for the Bitcoin card. But I have it because I still have 3/4 of a tank because we have it left. So I pull it out. All right. We're going to go Arizona minus five. And, man, that's a high number. 55. I think they're jacking people. It's not going to go over 55 points.
You know, I think everyone's on that Cardinals jock right now because of what they've been doing the last 2 weeks. We here at this podcast have profited quite nicely picking the Cardinals against the team like the 49ers when everyone and the specialists were Niners. We went against the grain and picked those Cardinals last season and this season. So everyone's kind of like on that Cardinals tip right now, over 55 when our average is well below the 55 mark. Last season was over 54 was a NFL scoring average. Can I see it now? Well, you know what? Like Kingsbury just wants to throw the ball around and it never ends. So could it happen? What'd you say with it, over or under?
55 is too high because remember with the air raid, you can control things, right?
Yeah.
And you got Matt Patricia. He's going to play that deep zone. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I was like, what the heck is going on when Detroit played Arizona and they played that ridiculous zone?
So then let's stay with the under 55, Cardinals minus 5.5, definitely. I think it's going to be Cardinals double digits, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's going to be a blowout. I think now – COVID-19 is settling in. False hope is dissipating, right? Because you have teams that are just holding on, right, with hope and effort. But once they get beat down a couple of times, these teams start getting blown out. And that's going to happen earlier in the season than what it usually does. And I see the same scenario with depleted Denver going into Tampa Bay. And let me see what the weather is going to be in Tampa Bay.
I don't think it matters. I think Brady's catching the groove right now after what they did last week. They got a good confidence boosting W after that deflating loss against my Saints. Denver just lost Locke, Drew Locke.
They lost everybody. There's
yeah, right. Roster. So there's nothing that tells me Tampa Bay can't cover the minus six. Seven might be different, but it's six. So I'm going Tampa Bay under 43.5 to cover the six.
I think it might go over.
You think it's gonna go over?
43 because I think Arian's gonna run the score in the second half.
Are you counting on Denver to put up numbers and Melvin Gordon?
No, I'm talking about Tampa Bay once Denver is tired.
44-0?
They got a depleted defense, right? Von Miller.
Yeah.
Some other people are going to be out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 90 in a bowl. So it's going to feel like 100. And it's going to be, and I'll share the screen so you can see. All right. They're sharing the screen here. for the people watching on YouTube later, and then live stream right now. So it's going to be 86, right? So at game time, it's going to be right there, right in here, but it's in a bowl. So you're going down. So it's going to feel like 100, 79% humidity. When the Denver comes out in the second half, that second time Denver defense is going to come out there, it's going to be toast. You got Mike Evans. You got Ronald Jones. Chris Godwin. OJ Howard. Cam Brate. And Brady's new offense.
So it's going to be 44-0 is what you're saying.
Exactly. So this is what you do. And I would even consider taking 25. You never bet more than 25% of the bankroll. But I'm going to bet. I'm going to double down. And I'm going to put $2,000 on the second half Tampa Bay line.
Making that money. Make that money. Don't let the money make you, right? I'm going to quote that from Diamond. 80%
the last 5 years, Heat teams.
My girl Diamond said that.
Miami second half lines. Just betting blindly. Just betting that, not knowing anything about football. Just knowing that it's hot. And these guys got pads on. And they're from cooler places.
Cooler heads don't prevail today. Right. Right. Where are we at?
We'll go all you on this. With exactly what you said. Because I'm still daydreaming, salivating by the second half line in Tampa. depleted roster. You want to go? Give me a depleted roster in 90-degree heat and 90 humidity, man. I don't know. They might not put a line. But who knows? What's going on? So you got Seattle -5.5 at home against Dallas. And the over-under is – I'm going to have to look it up.
56.
56. Man, that's a lot of points. But last week, those two defenses just gave it up.
Right. Yeah. I don't see old Pete Carroll defensive squads this season. What I see is a whole lot of gosh darn scoring. And let me just say it right now, my early MVP candidate, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Seattle, I'm going Seattle -5.5. I could see the over 56.
Yeah.
I seriously can after what happened last week and the week before. So, yeah, maybe my pick, -5.5, over 56.
It's almost 80 points against Atlanta. And over 60 points with Evil Empire.
Yeah.
All right. Last game.
I'm counting on Dallas to prove me wrong. Where are we at? KC and Ravens?
Yeah. No, Dallas is a disaster because Dallas is like Carolina. We got a billionaire. Yeah, he knows real estate. And yeah, he knew football back in the days when he was a famous two linebackers coaches in college who became billionaires, right? Jerry Jones, University of Arkansas, right? He was a linebackers coach. He coached Barry Switzer. And on the offensive line, you had Jimmy Johnson. The other one was George Steinbrenner when he was part of that famous Miami of Ohio coaching staff that had Trent Blackler, had George Steinbrenner, and you had Woody Hayes. All on the same staff. And you had Devine, who ended up coaching in Notre Dame. But he thinks at this late age he can still be the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. That's always going to be a problem. And the one, if he can't make the decision, the one who's making the decision is Stephen Jones' son. So that's Dallas' problem, right? And that's why we make money betting against him. So last game of the docket, you got two men we know well. So, again, fundamental analysis. You understand the corporate governance of a team, right? You understand how they're going to play. I know that San Diego City College is going to play discipline, tennis. They're going to come to play, and they're going to be hustling all over that court. I know that because I know Coach. I know the corporate governance of that team. So you got Andy Reid. We've been watching our whole lives, right? Against the Harbaugh family, which we've been watching our whole lives. And we know those teams intimately well. Broken down. They're always in the news. Dr. Steve's always talking about them. The Holmes. Baltimore. 3.5 favorites. 53.5. What are your thoughts, Coach Lupien?
You know, I look back at the scenario last year. I'm thinking certain things, thinking KC, I'm thinking Baltimore and their high-powered offenses. You get that 1 week where you're expecting big numbers.
Right.
And that's a big line as is. And you just it just doesn't happen. It becomes that defensive game because they're both playing chess and they're both waiting for someone to pull out that queen.
Right.
I am going with the road team because they are the world champions. KC plus 3.5, which that's a – I could – okay, I'm going to buy that down to 3 and go under the 54 because it could be that defensive game that comes down to the wire that is out of the blue and unexpected.
So you're going KC – plus 3 or
yeah, it's plus yeah, let me just go plus 3.5, which I wrote down.
Okay, I'll go KC plus 4.
Okay,
because I could totally see that being a tie game.
Uh-huh.
A kicker for Baltimore kicking like a 60-yard field goal to win it, we cover the spread and the game goes under.
Right,
that's what we care about.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm predicting. That's a game that if you want, you can watch that. We're sitting under 54, but watch it. Right? And it balloons up to 60. Snatch it.
Snatch it. All right. Look at that halftime number.
Yeah. And what I love about Andy Reid, because you talked about your tight end, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love about Sean Payton, and what I love really about the NFL now, is that the NFL can afford to have tight ends. So when you get in the red zone, let's muscle up and let's run that ball in, because that's the problem with the air raid. It's great in between the 20s, but when you need to man up, muscle it in, they don't have a fullback or a tight end, right? Kansas City has that, and you know Jim Harbaugh is going to have that. And what's going on with Lamar Jackson is that he's a thrower, not a passer, but he's learning how to become a passer, and we'll get him there, all right? So – very, very exciting as we gave you money. We put money in your pocket, actionable steps so you can get there. Tomorrow night, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you 70 to 80% college football. And we're going to talk about, can't be my guy because he destroyed my team once. But I got to say that I admire his talent, DeAndre King, and those Miami Hurricanes. I'll give you the insight on that. And I'm going to give you some winners tomorrow night. I'll be back. Thank you so much, Coach, for keeping me company, right? And giving people a different perspective, man. Because diversity makes more money.
Are you exiting us out with some Winston Churchill?
Yes.
Excellent. Because love it.
It's what we don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk. He got us through the last major crisis that the United States had, right? And when words he used to get us out of that was, and is, you make a living from your labor, but you make a life and lifelong friendships from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Gambling Podcast.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
amazing now. Yes, sir. We're gonna beat their ass every time they see us. Oh, you understand that? Yes, sir.
Roll Tide one. Fuck you. Yeah! Yeah!
Say the next.
You say that?
Yes, sir. Say the net.
You say that?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna beat their ass in recruiting. We're gonna beat their ass every time they see us.
Oh, God.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Roll that one. Fuck you.
Yeah!